Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting ragers, women who use their anger, often righteous, though not always, to accomplish extraordinary things. Today's Womanican isn't as well known as other labor leaders like Cesar Chavez or Dolores Huerta, but her contributions as a labor organizer and civil rights activist were just as significant. Let's talk about Luisa Moreno. Blanca Rosa Lopez Rodriguez was born on August 30, 1906, in Guatemala. Her family was upper class and sent her to a boarding school run by nuns in Oakland, California. She returned to Guatemala as a teenager, but for Blanca, school was over. At the time, women in Guatemala weren't allowed to go to college. But Blanca wouldn't accept this. She organized a group to lobby for a woman's right to higher education, and won. After that, Blanca spent a few years in Mexico City. She spent her days writing news articles and her nights writing poetry. In 1928, Blanca moved to New York City with her artist husband and infant daughter. To help pay bills, she worked long hours for very little pay at an industrial garment factory. It was there that Blanca experienced a political awakening. She and her fellow workers, many of whom were people of color, faced additional discrimination. Blanca started participating in strikes. At one, she was beaten by the police. She shed her birth name, separating herself from her wealthy family who didn't approve of her radical politics. She selected two new names instead. Luisa, after the Puerto Rican labor leader Luisa Capetillo, and Moreno, dark in Spanish. A literal nod to the non-white working-class people she wanted to fight for. In 1930, she registered with the Communist Party. Fed up with poor working conditions, Luisa finally quit her job at the garment factory in 1935, joined the American Federation of Labor, and became a full-time organizer. Luisa's first stop was Florida, where she organized tobacco workers who labored for hours under the hot sun for meager wages. This was the first of many wins. Next, Luisa joined the United Cannery, Agricultural, Packing, and Allied Workers of America. She traveled across the country and successfully organized beet harvesters in Colorado, pecan shellers in Texas, and cannery workers in California. She went on to become vice president of the organization. Luisa was elected to the CIO Council, becoming its first Latina and first female member. In 1938, Luisa combined her passion for workers' rights and civil rights and founded El Congreso de Pueblos Hablan Española, or the Spanish-speaking People's Congress. More than 1,000 delegates from upwards of 120 organizations gathered in a compact, poorly air-conditioned room in Los Angeles for the Congress's first convention. Luisa enraged the audience with stories of unsafe working conditions, often swept under the rug by shady business owners. One worker's face was seriously deformed while working in a chemical factory. Another lost 3 fingers while operating machinery. A railroad worker lost his leg while on the job. The Congress worked tirelessly to earn protections from deportation and discriminatory legislation, as well as for housing and education reform. The organization was a monumental resource for Spanish-speaking laborers in California. After World War II, a new, potent fear of communism was sweeping across the country. Luisa had only been involved in the Communist Party for a short time and already retired from organizing. But her radical history was enough to make the U.S. government suspicious and to consider her a threat. In 1950, Luisa was issued a deportation notice. The federal government offered her citizenship if she ratted out one of her fellow organizers. Luisa refused. Why wait to be forcibly removed? So, in November of that same year, Luisa went ahead and returned to Mexico alongside her daughter and her second husband, a former Navy man and activist named Gary Bemis. Luisa emerged once again as an organizer, as fierce as ever. She made her way back to Guatemala and worked for the Guatemalan Labor Federation until a CIA-sponsored coup overthrew the Guatemalan president in 1954. After Luisa's husband passed away in 1960, she moved to Cuba, then under the rule of communist Fidel Castro, and organized workers there for some time. Luisa spent the rest of her days in Guatemala. She died on November 3, 1992, at 85 years old. All month, we're talking about ragers. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.